What the world needs now for a happier, brighter world is Avremel Fried. I'd like to start by giving credit where credit is due, and all the credit goes to Rabbi Mutl Friedman. Who has done a tremendous job in putting together this marvelous evening, which we're all enjoying, and as has been said, the best is yet to come. There are many who couldn't make it here this evening because of different, thank God, happy occasions. My good friend and colleague, Rabbi Moshe Fellows, asked me to mention his name, that he's away on with a simcha with his family. And we wish everybody simchas, and we wish that we should all be together for many happy occasions. In the beginning of the Torah reading of this week, in the first portion, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7, God your God is bringing you to a good land. And the Torah continues by telling us of the beautiful, outstanding qualities and characteristics of the Holy Land, the land of Israel. And the Torah finishes this particular chapter by saying, V'yachalta v'savata v'yirachta es Hashem alikecha, you will eat, you will drink, you will be satisfied, and you will bless God your God for the good land he has given to you. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, for me, and my wife, today is an anniversary, our first anniversary. 1 year ago today, we went on a solidarity mission to Israel. Certainly by no means our first visit to Israel. We have visited there many, many times. But our mission last year, a year ago, was very special. We went to strengthen our people in Israel. And everywhere we went in Israel, we met with victims of terror. We went on the settlements. We met with the prime minister. We met with many, many people in the streets. And everybody thanked us. Thank you for coming. We saw happiness. We saw joy. We saw enthusiasm. We saw a positive spirit. We went to strengthen, and we came back strengthened. And as we come here today, also, we are here today on a solidarity mission to show our solidarity with our people in Israel and to show that we love the Holy Land, and therefore we sing about it, therefore we are joyful about the Holy Land. Be joyful with Zion, and Zion, Zion, will be joyful with us. And as we think, we contemplate about our Holy Land, we ask that you help the Holy Land, the people of the Holy Land, materially and spiritually. Materially, physically, by visiting Israel. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Israel is the land upon which the eye of God is always. God watches over the land of Israel. We must go there. We must show our solidarity. We must show the people of Israel that we are with them. We must be with them. We must visit Israel many times, as many times as we can. We must support our people by buying Israeli goods, by supporting Torah institutions of Israel, and by doing everything we can to help the land, the beloved land of Israel. And we must support Israel spiritually. We support Israel spiritually by doing an extra mitzvah, or doing a mitzvah with extra devotion on behalf of Israel. And it has been pointed out that of all the mitzvot, every mitzvah has a special quality, but of all the mitzvot, the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. The Torah tells us you should bind them for a sign upon your hand and as a reminder between your eyes, has a special power, as the Torah tells us, and the people of the world will see that God's name is upon you with the tefillin, and they will fear you, and that will bring increasing help and salvation from God Almighty. And as we embark upon a new year, may God give that this new year should be, first and foremost, a year of shalom, a year of peace, a year of happiness, a year of joy. O say shalom bimrom of who he who makes peace in his high places. May he give peace to us, to all of us, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, a righteous Mashiach, with a true redemption, b'mehera b'yomeinu. Thank you. And now let's continue to enjoy Avram Fried.